You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back in the conversation. It is your host, Damian Lemon, on my right-hand side.
El profesor Vladimir Camaño.
All right. Oh, he's professor today. And on my left-hand side.
It's Ali Muhammad.
There you go. What up, fellas?
Yeah.
Okay, coming in loud and clear.
And loud.
Yeah, exactly. Young professor.
I got the white man mic this week.
How's that?
The God mic.
Oh, you got the God mic.
Yeah, I got the, you know, man. Loud and clear.
Well, last week you had the weird mic. That's right.
No,
yeah.
No, I had a good mic. He had the loud mic.
He had
mic,
the God mic. You got the good mic now, yeah. Man.
Chris had the loud mic.
It sounds the same. I think it might just be your own perception.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That is a possibility, yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty quiet, right?
He mixed it down by the time it hit the air, that's all.
Racial with your paranoia. Anyway, man, how we doing, fellas? How we feeling?
Oh, man, it's warm outside, man.
Isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? The sun is out. You know what I mean? Everybody walking the streets looking happy. It's New York City, man, in the spring.
Yo, you know what's so funny? Because I was thinking about that. I was pulling out. I was, I always pull out. I was driving up the block, and I was
don't.
Black fathers. Anyway, yo, I was out.
Staying in. And I,
Why go? Leave? You know what I mean?
Found a good spot. Splash off.
Now, I was just looking at the weather out here, and I was just like, you know, all it takes is one good weather day in New York City, and you are sold again. Because we were talking shit a couple months ago.
Hell,
it was like, fuck this city and all of that, but
I'm
let that
good
sun
65
come out.
Degrees, player.
Oh, man.
It's going down.
This shit is so live outside, man.
And, a lot of things go live outside.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And that's always a good time in New York when it goes live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just,
it definitely goes live.
It's what makes the city, you know what I'm saying, the city. You know what I'm saying? And then it's that. And this time, it's always that good preparation for the summer.
And
that good ramp up for the summer. You know what I'm saying? That last minute gym move for everybody who into that.
I went to the gym the other day.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, it ain't pretty.
You're late. Come on.
Come on, man. I been at the gym. It's always been in an off and on relationship, man. It's going to be what it's going to be. We see what's what. I went running today, too, but let's get back to the summer.
No.
I went running today, too, a little bit. My run game is still terrible.
That run, man. See, my man, speaking of the summer, last summer, my friend who's a nutritionist coach, he put me up on a good, if you're not a runner, run. So,
what's that about?
He put me on, you know what I'm saying? Because I let him know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no runner, man. Because I asked him what I could do. He was like, man, you run? I was like, nah, I'm not. Running is boring to me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he put me up on, it was like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? If you got a good 100 yards,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? You run motherfucking sprints, mm-hmm. 100 yard sprints, 10 times. Every other day, and you'll be straight.
Back to back sprints, or second
back to back? No, just straight down, 10-second break, straight back, 10 times.
10 times once a day for every week.
Every other day, every other day, 3 times a week, and that shit had me in a good situation last summer. I'm back on that shit.
If it worked,
it worked for me. I'm not no runner.
That's all that counts.
I'm not finna jog.
100 yards is that? How many times around the track is that? Like, I'm trying to figure out. After practice, like, how'd you figure out you were
straight down a football field?
But you have access to a football field?
No, I got access to a park right across the street from my house.
And it looked like a football field.
It looked like 100 yards.
It looked like 100. It could be 40.
It could be 80. 40, could be 70. Yeah.
As long as it's working.
It could be 40. But it's not 40. It could be.
It could be 40. Yeah.
But it's not 40. You know what I'm saying? I've lived around football fields all my life.
You play football. Right.
I play football. But straight down, like he told me, like a Doberman is chasing you, but it's more like, you know what I'm saying, Chihuahua chasing me. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the same intensity.
Same urgency.
But it's still full speed, but it ain't like...
Just happy you say German Shepherd.
It ain't a jog. It ain't a trot. It's a sprint.
It's a sprint. You got you sprinting. You go. Well, hold on. Now, if you sprinting, that's the same shit. If a chihuahua was chasing you.
Yeah, but with Doberman chasing, that's a whole different kind of sprint. Yeah, you getting it? You
your ass is gone.
Oh,
you were gone. You're not even looking back.
Nah, you
hopes and prayers.
It's that head
coming
up.
For you. Yeah, coming
it's
for
that
you.
Head up, shoulders back sprint.
Why cats think this shit make you run faster? Yo, did you have these cats growing up that in your hood that felt like they ran faster when they had no shoes on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Miami, so that was one of them things.
Two out of three kids.
It was like, yeah. And it's typically, I would generalize, but oftentimes it was like West Indian kid. It wasn't like, it was like somebody from the islands or something. And definitely, I think it was kind of like a throwback to, you know what, let me go barefoot so I can show you on my native land how much faster I would have been.
Exactly, because when you're in the tropics, when you're, like I lived in Miami, you half the time you down there barefooted. If you under 10,
yeah,
you damn near barefooted half the time anyway.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You from Jamaica, you barefooted, man. Yeah. You ain't think about it. You might have a flip-flop on, so you can't run in a flip-flop.
Never been you about gotta... the barefoot.
No, you from New York.
Yeah,
right?
New York
is not conducive to no kind of foot.
I'm going
to
tell you, I just thought about this just recently because I was thinking about, you know, I'm trying, yeah, everybody think about, everybody. I'm thinking about getting in shape. I'm trying to get in shape.
No doubt.
I'm working and trying to figure out some things that are.
Insta trends.
Yeah, not even, I'm not getting get a waist shaper. Nah, Pop. I'm not thinking of those. I just got to think of something that you could do that keeps you active, that keeps you, like, mind involved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, hitting the treadmill day after day after day is going to get kind of corny. So you want to, you know, spice it up, right? So my homeboy, shout out to my man Kev MD, he goes to kickboxing, him and his lady, right? Shout out to Danica. They go to kickboxing or whatever, and they were like, yeah, you should come to kickboxing. It's really good. Blase skip. It's a great workout, this, that, and the other thing. And I almost did it. And I might still, but I need to know if it's a barefoot situation. Because I remember when I was a kid, this was years ago, this is when Karate Kid had come out, right? And it was all of that, like...
Classic.
Yeah, it was classic, and it was all of that... Kung Fu Karate Propaganda.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Bolo, remember Bolo? you know, Seagal. Run Shaw films, all of that. Like, so karate was popping. I remember my sister was like, all right, I'm going to put you in a karate class. And we went to some spot downtown Brooklyn, and it was a storefront karate class, right? And it was a big-ass window. And it was just like, it's probably 45 kids and some older, you know, like the senseis or whatever. And all, and like, they was all barefoot. You know, kicking and shit.
Calluses everywhere.
Yeah, and the window was all foggy from the funk of the feet. As soon as I walked up in it, it smelt like straight foot jam. I was like, nah, we good. We turned right up out of there. Never did it again. I never really rocked with a... I like women's toes. I like a good pretty foot. But I'm not a toe situation. I noticed a toe thing. Like, toes... are an intimacy barometer on all levels. Like, it's like if cats is cool, like if you go visit somebody at their crib, you kicking it, your homeboy might come through. It's his house. He might not have no feet, no shoes on. He just got his bare feet out there. I don't like that. It's an uncomfortable look. I don't like to see your pinky toes. Put some socks on.
No doubt.
I'm a sock man. I put socks on.
You couldn't have lived in the tropics.
Nah, I'd have been the cat in the tropics with my socks on. I'm just
with
not
the Tim's on the beach.
My dad is notorious for coming out with some bare feet. We, you know, it's just
What the fuck you?
No, but it's a tropical. He's born in DR, so like when you're born in hot weather, it's like you just like having.
Are you a barefoot guy? Where you at? Where you stand?
I wear socks, man.
Socks,
I'm a sock dude.
I'm a sock guy. Chris, where you at on it?
I mean, I'll walk around barefoot in my apartment, but by and large, I'll have socks.
He's free.
On.
He's free, huh?
He's free.
Is that what it is? We're not living free? Is that oppression?
I got a question. Yeah.
Over the calf oppression?
Flip-flops in the shower or no?
In your own shower?
In a public shower. In my own shower. Now, in my own shower, I go over.
In my own shower, you fucking clean your fucking shower.
Yeah. You flip-flopping
your own
shower?
Yesterday with perfect timing.
You out your mind.
I didn't say yes.
With your family then.
I didn't say yes.
But you didn't say no.
You brought the shit up.
I'm asking you guys. Hotels?
No, hotel? Nah. I think to do it. But I always forget to bring a flip-flop. Or I'll go to Old Navy and get a $5 flip-flop. But, you know, typically those little $5 flip-flops, you wind up slipping out of those anyway. Your foot winds up getting on. Like, even at the gym, when you're trying to get in there and do your little work, like your little your after-workout shower, and try not to get your feet on that fucking...
You shower at the gym?
Sometimes. If I got to go somewhere else, I'm not coming through smelling like cardio.
You shower at the gym?
I don't fucking go to the gym.
Yeah.
Chris, you shower at the gym?
Like Ali said, I don't fucking go to the gym.
There you go.
I don't like gym culture. That's all.
I don't like gym culture too much either. I like the feeling after it. I don't like. That's a little.
I mean,
big,
I like. You know what I'm saying? I could work out in the Publix in the world. You know what I'm saying? I could do shit physically, but I don't like gym culture. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Just, you know what I mean? First time I had a gym membership, New York Sports Club. We all and everybody in the office got a fucking card. Everybody in the crew we got a card. I'm paying my shit every month, and I never go. Uh-huh. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. And then, you know what I'm saying, you go in there, you go in the fucking bathroom, that shit smells like ass and feet and corn
ham,
chips.
Ham and vinegar.
And then, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers walking around, balls to the wall. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? Worse. Everybody done worked out, they sweaty, but... I don't fuck with it. I didn't even fuck with locker culture in high school and shit. Nah. So I'm definitely not fucking with it as a grown motherfucker, and I got a choice.
I used to wear my sweatpants under my jeans and back in the day. Like gym culture. I wasn't into that whole locker culture. But I was, I wasn't into it.
It just ain't me.
I remember I went to West African drum class, man.
It's always funkier than it should
in the motherfucker.
Yeah, this story sounds funky already. West African drum class.
No ventilation. It was like, shit. And they get busy in there. Yeah. An hour and a half. Everybody in there barefoot.
They wash it up after the drum class?
No, just the actual drum class. Like it's hot. And I had to walk out. Same to the karate class. I saw that bare feet slap hitting the floor like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Calloused ass bottom
foot.
I
danced right out of there. I was like, all right, child. Getting up out of here.
Bottom foot looked like wallaby skin. Oh, you know the skin on the sole on a wallaby? That's how your foot looked now.
You got some pumice. You need a good pumice stone. Rub that off.
That shit is unpumiceable.
Yeah. Pumiceable by death.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I saw my podiatrist. We talked about this, D.
Yo, what's up? We'll talk about it.
Ali, my podiatrist is trying to mess up my street cred, man.
Hey. Put you in the orthotics?
She's trying to get me some orthotics, man.
The slippins. What the fuck is an orthotics, man?
It's custom-made slippins. You put in your sneakers.
Dapper dad, nigga.
The what? You put in your sneaker?
Yeah, you know the little slip joints? You got a custom. It's like some
arch.
But you could go in your Jordans, though.
Well, that's the thing, though. So she saw my... I had some Nike, some like cross-trainer joints.
ACGs and shit.
Some nice joints. And she said, what kind of shoes you wear? I wear those. She was like, ooh, those are horrible.
Yeah.
I said, you mean the way they look? She's like, no, the actual design of the shoe is bad for your feet. I was like, what should I wear? She's like, you should get some New Balances, some Asics. So, I got to question my Jordan purchase now.
Yeah, New Balance is cool, man.
They're great. They got some good ones. I bought some the other day.
Show them to the camera, man.
Let that lace up breathe, though. Your lace game is very aggressive.
Well, too high?
It's a little choked up.
Yeah, you know. Leave that man alone. You know he ain't about that life.
They can see right there. I have those.
Yeah, but you're white guy approved.
Well, yours that classic. Yours that low, the high?
My laces are a little looser, though.
Yeah, no.
What you're talking about, man?
No. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's loosen your laces, man.
Why you got to loosen your laces?
That ain't bad for your arch.
But you got to let your...
You ain't running no motherfucker. Who's looking at
laces? Like, oh, I was going to fuck with you, but I seen your lace.
Dog, that lace everybody shit looking is terribly at lace. Tight, dog. That shit look like
daily,
a tourniquet.
In the conversation, well, people out there, if you're watching the video, but laces up or late... Well, I guess...
Just relax your laces a little bit. Relax, man.
Like, nobody wants an uptight lace.
I like to feel secure. My father grew up without shoes, man. I got some shoes on.
But your father barefoot, though.
I want to make sure they're nice and fitted, man. I don't want to lose my shoes, man.
Just let it live a little bit. Let it live a little bit. You'll see.
Your podiatrist.
Yes. Hood anxieties, by the way. I think this qualifies as a hood anxiety. Laces. But I gotta be easy with it. I gotta wear Jordans on special occasions now.
What's wrong with your feet, man?
I get real bad callus on the sides of my feet, man.
On the sides.
On the sides.
So you got them rough feet. That's why you ain't barefooted. You got that rough ass callus on the side of your feet.
But I should have known because my mother got mean callus.
Dude. On the side, you get a callus on the side of your foot.
Side,
fucking
man.
Fucking Street Fighter 2. You
know what I'm saying? You're fighting. Bitch, you got this shit turned over.
Oh, E Honda foot ass,
man.
Your shoes bent over. They call them LL and shit,
man. like it's like you light a match on the side of my foot.
Nah, man, that's funny. That's bad.
How you do that though? Your shoe
I don't know.
Too big?
It runs in my fuse like the biomechanics of my feet. My
earnest concern in that shit. Now, how you do that though? Your shoes too big.
How you do that?
You sound like somebody's grandmother.
How you do that?
How that happen, baby? What's going on here with the size of your feet?
You know what's funny about that statement though? Whenever a grandmother asks you a question like that, it's concerned, but it comes off as condescending.
Oh, of course.
Like, what's wrong with your feet, baby? Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like, damn, I did something wrong.
Hey, man, you brought it up.
Oh shit, man.
On this note, but so my mother got the callus on the side of her feet. My dad got it. Think about it. Just runs in the family, man.
Right.
The foot.
My mother got it bad though. She got my mother got it real bad.
Okay, so that's a warning shot for you, man.
I should have known. I should have known.
So that's good that you're taking care of it early, man.
Prevention, man. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You go to the spa to get your shit scrubbed out.
Nah, I went to the podiatrist. She gave me a little cream. I got a little cream. Mm-hmm. And she said with the orthotic placement, the thing, it should resolve it.
Should bring you down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you can't wear Jordan.
She said, be careful with those Nikes. I said, you know, what if I got a big show? You got a big show.
That's them ACGs you be wearing, man.
Or them security guard boots?
Security guard boots.
I know Melvin is listening
They built for calluses. They built for calluses.
Just give you foot strength.
All callus gear. ACG.
Yeah, the ACG calves.
Yeah, how your shit
brolic. Lifting them heavy ass feet. Oh, shit.
I got to get them resold.
Nah,
though.
Man. I thought I need to get some more thighs because I don't really got no arches.
Oh, you got flat feet?
I got flat feet. First of all, the orthotics is more expensive than Jordan's.
Well, we're trying to
about $350 or something. That's why I don't have them. That's why I'm suffering in silence. But now I think.
But you'll buy 8 pairs of Jordans though, instead of one orthotic.
No, I think I'm gonna go ahead and invest in some orthotics. I need
not
that
just
shit.
Me.
As
not
you
me.
Get older. All of that shit. There's certain Jordan numbers I won't fuck with now.
Which ones?
Like I won't deal with the fives.
They bad for your feet?
The fives is big. You got a flat foot. The fives ain't the best. Like, I like a good four. Because the four is, like I said before, is really an Air Force One on the low. Mm. And then the Air Force One is the, you know, if you're from New York, that's definitely, I don't know if the young cat's fucking with it, but that's definitely an over 30 shoe. Like, every time I put on the Air Force One, every time I see a pair of Air Force Ones that look
dope. You feel
dope,
responsible. You feel responsible.
No,
responsible
I feel too. Like, damn, like, it's, I got to admit to myself that I'm in my 30s now, and this shit still, it fucks. I like this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to be this nigga that's trying to chase the young shoe and then don't know how to lace them correctly. That is a hood anxiety.
It's a hood anxiety.
I was trying some kicks on the other day, and I was like, am I lacing these shits right? And
I never worried about that.
I mean, I had a consistent lace from fucking seventh grade.
You was laced up?
Before pre-Jordan, I had a certain way I laced my shits.
I never laced my joints.
And I like my shits to sit in kind of like a little V.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know what I'm saying? I leave them. I could put my shoe on and them shits stay how they supposed to be.
Oh, so you had them locked in? Like you had
I still do. Same shit all the time.
Yeah. I typically miss at least one, you know what I mean? But then I'm getting a little, it depends on the sneaker too. You know what I mean? And then what I've noticed now is, sometimes I'll have them shits laced too loose, and it's
you're
ridiculous.
Watching, you're listening to this? There you go. Get
it's
too
ridiculous.
Loose, too loose, huh?
Yeah, now, you know, yeah.
Man, you can't go too loose. It got to be a perfect.
It's got to be a hang. Because you don't want to go too tight, because what's going to happen is your creases will come way too fast, and you're going to get too much, like, resistance around your ankle. That shit's going to, I'm trying to tell you, fuck you up.
Have you done the baby powder test?
What the fuck is
my
that?
My dad used to do that when we were growing up, to see if you had arches in your feet. Put a big pot on the floor, step on it. And if you got that gap in between, that means you got an arch.
But you could motherfucker know if you got a flat foot.
Well, because sometimes, you know.
When your whole foot fit the ground, nigga, you got a flat
foot. You got it checked out, dude? You got flat feet?
Yeah.
He knew that shit before he had
to. I didn't really know. Yeah,
you don't know until you get
tested. I just knew that. Because it wasn't anything that was hindering me in life. Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't like.
So what made you go? Was it pain? Was it what happened? What's going on in your life at
what
the time?
Let's see what was going on in my life at the time.
What's going on, baby?
What's going on with you?
What's going
on? I was trying.
Bothering you, baby?
No. I'm gonna get into it. We're gonna get vulnerable.
talk about them feet.
No, I was trying to. I think I was running on a treadmill or in the area, in the park and shit. You can tell I don't really run when I can't even reference.
Can't remember
the place that you do the running. You know, running on the old running ass.
Yeah.
But I was running in the park and all of that shit. And I would get sometimes shin splints, which is not really foot related, but it is. And then sometimes, like one time I felt like, oh shit, I felt like I popped some shit in my foot.
Hilarious.
And you know, I'm funny about a pop, you know what I mean? For a non-athletic, like I was like, ooh, I thought it was over for me. You know, I make my liver standing up. I was like, oh shit, felt the pop. But I kind of had to walk it off.
Tore my funny bone.
I thought the shit was over for me. And then I went to the guy, Dr. Isaacson. Shout out to him, because this motherfucker. I was talking about, yo, first of all.
Jewish?
You're Jewish cat. I found them on Yelp. Kid had, he had like a four and a half stars on Yelp out of five with at least 60 reviews. Which is, that's phenomenal. That's
impeccable, yeah.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. This kid was all that. So I go see him. Dude's hands are softer than my lady's hands. This shit was crazy.
I'm a doctor.
You know, did you close your eyes when he was rubbing?
Nah, I had to keep my eyes open. But I was like, the shit was made. I was like, wow.
It was soft with no tea. It was soft. Crazy soft.
Pause. But he said, yo, yeah, pause. But he said, you need an orthotic. And they have like the little over the counter pieces you could cop from Dwayne Reed for like $12 to get you out of a jam. But he was like, and he pulled out the official. And you never want the off brand shit where they be like, you could, or if you really want to play with,
really trying to take care of yourself,
you spend $350 and you get this shit here because it's molded to your foot. Like they gotta, you know, they bring your foot in and have your whole thing. I'm gonna do it, but I haven't done it just yet. I'm gonna do it just because, you know.
Next question though, when you find out you have flat feet, did a part of you feel relieved? Like, oh, that's why I never was the, you know, really good at running. Like, it was a part of relief. Like, you discovered something about yourself about.
Well, I just knew I was embedded in these streets. You feel me? You know what I mean? Like, I was all in. I was all in. I was like, I'm for the people.
Force.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All in. All the way. But see, that's the thing. When you live in the tropics, everybody know who got flat feet.
Yeah, because your feet are out.
Your feet are out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You already, oh, you old flat footed ass nigga can't beat me running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just call him out on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's part of the jokes when you're a kid.
Probably good. Probably, that's why you're a good driver though, probably. You got them flat feet right on that pedal.
Yeah, you know? Good job. Yeah. Yeah, now that was crazy, but that's grown shit. The podiatrist.
talking about grown Jordans too. You talk the fours.
Nah, that's all good, man. You know, people. You know what I'm saying? They got real talk from real people.
Damn, somebody out there getting their feet checked too. It's not just us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Somebody got flat feet out there, and they. You know what I'm saying?
Comment.
What do they call it? Orthotics.
Orthotics.
Check out Dr. Isaacson.
Dr. Isaacson.
Give him a shout out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all beast. Good.
Comment on it. You've seen a podiatrist, y'all.
Yo.
Get on the horn.
But yeah, man, so summer's out. Yeah, you know.
And a lot of things are out too, D. Tell you,
the D's, double D's.
I'm going hard.
No, the ladies come out in the summertime. Oh, yeah,
you know what he was talking about.
The ladies come out, man.
He been trying to say it.
My thing is, out. You might as well speak all in. But I don't want your hint.
He's been trying to say it the whole time.
No, listen, I'm just saying, like, you be, you know, sometimes, I think it was Saturday. It was crisp. It was warm during the day, but it got cold that night. And you can tell the ladies that are just too eager to wear it. Too eager. They went out early with that nice outfit. By the time it dropped to like 50, they were like, "Ooh, I made a mistake. You came out too early. You pulled the trigger too early."
But that's what always happens in New York.
Yeah.
First sign of the sun. You got down
out there.
It was a point in time where every year it was like a new article of clothing that went all the way out of style. I'm saying it was one year in New York. Nobody wanted to wear a bra.
Yeah.
That shit turned 60 degrees. And the bras went away. Like, God damn, what happened to the bras? Then it was one year where the panties went away when it was the low-cut jean. And then it
thongs?
No, they went away. The whole panty game. Remember when Jay-Z made no panties and jeans is so necessary?
Were you there during this no panty?
He was there. Jay-Z said it on the record. No panties and jeans was so necessary.
It was a law.
It was a goddamn
Bloomberg,
New York
no big sodas and no drawers.
Because that's when the low-cut jean came out. So they was like low risers sitting real low on the hip. So if you had on panties, they would show. They would rise up. They was like the female version of sagging. Rise up. So one year, all the panties went out of style.
You know all saying? Of the panties.
You walking through New York and all the panties are out of style.
Oh, panty wearing.
Like, what the fuck happened? Looking like a puppy don't get picked up at the pet store.
She got on panties.
Out of style. Man. Regular.
You're about to have sex.
Regular panties.
If regular. You was on trend, you'd have been out your panties by now. But I'll wait.
But doesn't that give you the infection? What they call an infection?
Yeast infection.
You got a yeast infection if you don't want no panties.
Hey, listen, man. I don't know the ramifications of the style.
Consequences.
Style I just let you know when the sun come out, you discover what the trends are for the season in New York City.
Yeah, man. There. Speaking of the summer, though, it's about that time. Somebody needs to put out a record. Like, there should be that pivotal summer record.
Yeah, it's always coming.
Man. Somebody.
We had cuffing season last year, right? Was it?
Well, that's a whole different season.
No, I'm saying, but La Marina was on.
Nah, La Marina came out winter.
What was last summer song? What do you think was last summer song?
I don't know. It's been a minute. What was the last? It's hard to think now.
But who ran last summer?
Has there been an undisputed king of the summer in a minute? I feel like a lot of that undisputed. This is the thing with rap that I've noticed. Rap is so communal now. Mm-hmm. Everybody eat at the big boy table together as friends.
They don't like that.
Nah, I mean, like,
they don't like that. They don't
it
like
used
that.
To be undisputed. Right. When Mike was the chair, he was the undisputed heavyweight champion
of the world.
You had to beat Mike. When right. Jay-Z was on top, he had to defend that shit. He was the de facto motherfucker.
And when Puff came through the summer,
yeah.
You knew
Mace.
It was going down.
Nowadays, it's like everybody doing everybody's show, and you know, it's all kumbaya, which is good.
Man,
I like that.
Terrible, right?
I like a little kumbaya, but then every so often, sometimes you just want to see a motherfucker say,
rise
you know
up.
What? I'm better than all of these motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
There's that tension.
But see, the thing about the.
I like that.
The thing about the person who runs, whoever runs the summer, they provide a certain. It's a certain service they provide to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they set them. They set the tone. For the whole season. So, you know what I'm saying? If the king of the summer say, hey, y'all, it's going down all summer. Yeah. We got Jeeps, no roof. You know what I'm saying? Tim's, no socks. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. That set the tone. That lets you know that shit, man. We outside all summer long. You know what I'm saying? That's a public service.
But when
it's all kumbaya, nobody claiming it, nobody leading the way, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just doing this.
Well, we got a couple, like 4 weeks, 6 weeks left before summer drops? What we got?
I mean, summer's like right now.
It's about that time.
Once the ice cream man come out, it's about that time to put that record out. Bobby Shmurda had a meme. He had a record. He didn't have the summer on Smash, but his record was the, the record.
He gave us an anthem.
Yeah, but it's been a minute since... Somebody just had it on Smash, like, this is my summer. Make you, what Kanye say, make you tuck your whole summer
tuck
in.
Tuck your whole summer in. That's the shit you be looking for.
That's what, when it gets aggressive, where it's like, because you watch the playoffs. It's playoff time right now.
Right.
You watch the playoffs because you want to see who's going to come away with the chip. It's cool now, it's fun and all of that, but then who comes away with the chip, that's who you're going to remember. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, they took it. They are the world champions.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be that de facto guy.
I think the summer has dispersed
in
so many different directions. You know what I'm saying? Instagram is taking part of the summer. You know what I'm saying? So whoever leading the way on that, you might catch, you know, it's a certain theme you get in every summer throughout your feed. You know what I'm saying? Beaches might take over all summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Day parties.
Yeah, no.
Well, the fact that we're having this conversation is
it's just we're setting it up.
No, I'm saying the fact that we're having this conversation is indicative that the summer's being dispersed. Like we're we're talking about it, like what's going on with the summer.
Oh, the summer's here.
Yeah, because we need to set the tone as far as, you know what I'm saying, our little community of In the Conversation listeners. You know what I'm saying? What the summer's going to be. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have this conversation. You know what I mean?
So who y'all think should step up?
We're gonna have an inside conversation. Cookout.
We should have a fucking cookout.
Hell yeah!
I like that idea.
Put the shit on the grill.
Yeah, goddamn
it. You know what I'm saying? Set the tone around this bitch.
We'll see. That's the ultimate non-committal.
We will see.
We'll look into that. We'll see.
We'll look into that.
We'll see what's good.
Stay tuned for the In the Conversation.
Whoever got
summer.
A grill or something, maybe if y'all want to
some crabs out
host venue. I don't know if we're going to go crab boil.
We could do something.
We could do something cool,
you know what
though.
I'm saying? Bring this shit to life, man. Set the tone. Nobody want to. We want to step up and slap other podcasts up.
I like that, Ali. I'm with you on that.
And the conversation runs to summer. Let that be known.
I like that. What do you think? Do you think you up on that?
We'll just take the shit over here.
We run the summer. We run the summer.
In the conversation, we're going
to be. We run the summer. We run the summer, man. Are we claiming it?
It's our summer.
It's our summer.
2015.
2015, man. Ooh.
Okay.
We out here. We out here.
Signature right there. Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So. There it is.
There it goes.
Stay tuned. I like that, Ali.
I tell you who ain't running the summer.
Who?
Your boy Warren Sapp.
Oh, he's...
Oh, Nick.
Ooh, shit.
He can run in the cell block.
Fuck, man. He is jammed
up. What's the line, Ali? Ain't nobody safe?
Ain't nobody safe.
Ain't nobody safe,
especially
man.
Especially TMZ's involved.
TMZ,
how do they get access to this footage, though, man? Who they paying? Who they paying?
Okay, just to set it up. TMZ released footage of Warren Sapp in the questioning room with the cops when he was arrested in Arizona for solicitation and
assault on the
prostitutes. Or two prostitutes.
Like the solicitation.
And then so there's two clips. The first clip is the dude kind of telling him, no, he's running through it. He's like, so this is what happened, blase skip. You know, he's kind of just talking about it as if it's just your everyday, ordinary prostitute story.
Right. You know what I mean?
He said, listen, he said, you know, sometimes I like to take photos because I'm silly like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that shit. That was the best part. He was very endearing, right? He was like, I'm silly like that.
You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, the negotiation was X. She told me this rate. I hit them with this.
Put it on the table.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I found funny. Ali, that's the same line I found funny. They said, they asked him, you know, how'd you pick up the women? And he said, they asked him, how did you pick up two women at a Phoenix hotel bar?
Yeah.
He said, I put $600 on the table.
Nah, he asked them the number. They told him the number. He took them to the room. By the time it was $600, it was already at the room.
And then he said, I put $600 on the table. Everybody got naked. Yeah. That's what he said.
That was the price.
That's how your homeboy tell a story anyway. Next thing you know. Niggas butt ass naked.
So he asked them how much. They said $600. He put $600 on the table.
And everybody got naked.
And that was $100 above one of the quotes. Because it was $300. One person said $200. I think maybe another person said $300. And he said, I put $600 down.
Okay.
So $300. So anyway, things went wrong.
No, they got to going.
They got to going.
One went and did what she had to do. Well, the other
Was not really.
She was talking too much, obviously.
That's from what he said. He said, less talk, more oral, like, I believe.
He's like, he said, no, use your mouth for something better.
Yeah, he said, this is a quote. He said, why don't you use your mouth on me instead of using it?
Wow. Well, there you go.
So, you know.
She took offense to that statement.
All celebrity prostitute sex stories go wrong at that point.
You can't offend the woman.
You know what I'm saying? It's always happened. Tupac, I throw him out the room. Mike Tyson. It all goes wrong when you diss him and throw him out the room. So she said something too slick. He threw her out the room, and it all went downhill.
Apparently, Sapp got angered when the woman asked him for a tip.
No,
he got hit.
You know, he was frustrated with the other chick. So the, you know, the head game thing was, you know, he needed something more. So he's like, hey, why don't you just let me hit?
Yeah.
And she like, well, shit, that's gonna be a little extra. You need to go ahead and give me a tip.
Got to reinvoice you.
He like,
I paid your whole girl. She didn't do it. Then she walked off the job.
I gave both of y'all $300. She ain't doing shit. So you need to, you know, take up the slack. She like, you know, this shit don't work like that.
Nah.
Where the money? And then, when you don't want to pay the money, you know it all goes down from there.
Oh, man.
I love
it's downhill.
And that's beef with the promoter. And then, something happened.
So she took the phone to call the security.
Yeah, which is interesting. Why'd she take his phone? Well, maybe she ain't had no phone. Took his phone.
Hey,
then it turns into a hole. Took the phone to get the security. They start beefing because one of the strippers spit on Warren Sapp. The other stripper's like, why are you spitting on them? They start beefing. They run outside. Warren Sapp butt naked too. They all running.
She got the phone.
Luckily, but what I did
luckily,
but this is what I
like. Here,
no, the... as they was all butt naked and all of this shit, luckily, Warren Sapp put the deadbolt on the door so that the hotel room door didn't lock him out butt naked.
And I
that's
felt
quick, that's
that
quick thinking. That's definitely
I felt
football.
That moment because especially at a hotel, this ain't your own crib. And you're like, ah, shit. You ran out butt naked, so that means you already not thinking about shit. You ain't put
that's
no
brilliant on his
on.
Part. That's right. Brilliant on his part.
Yeah, that was
that's
awareness.
Football. That's awareness. Yeah,
as you can tell, he was a good football player. MVP.
And speaking of football,
Hall of Famer.
So their claim is
that's
that
he experience.
Yeah.
Their claim is that he tackled them.
Oh,
that's where the assault come in. But let me ask you this though:
if you got tackled by Warren Sapp.
Yeah, that's
you're going,
another,
you're going
I mean,
down.
But let me ask you this, though. If a motherfucker steal your phone, you can't tackle him?
Yeah, that's a good. That's true, too, man.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker stole his phone, running down the hall. He chasing him.
I don't know if you Warren Sapp, can you just tackle women, though? Because, like, you know, like, when you become a professional boxer, you gotta register your hands as weapons. When you Warren Sapp, like, you've destroyed a lot of quarterbacks and shit like that. These women probably know more than one 20, 130. Yeah, and Warren Sapp is a good at least what 340.
Nah, big dude.
He come and he coming with the urgency of that's my fucking phone.
And you about to turn me in?
Yeah, man. I don't want to get tackled by that. But what made it even so? Then this is just clip one. Clip two is the best clip ever. This is where it gets fucked.
This
is
where
sad.
It turns into the live version of First 48.
Oh, nobody's safe.
So, dude, it starts off the clip. This is
horrible.
The cop comes and says, so listen, man. Due to the procedure, we typically would write you a ticket, but unfortunately, we got to arrest you. We got to take you in. And he says, well, I'm gonna let you chew on that. I'll be back. And he closes the door.
And he in here by himself.
This motherfucker, Warren, is in there by himself. Warren actually, before the cop left, Warren was like, oh, no! He pulls his shirt over his face. And the guy was like, let me get the fuck out of here. He said, I'm gonna let you kind of do you. Because that motherfucker's too big to be getting emotional and erratic. And it's a small room. Let me get up out of here. You be with your thoughts. And it just shows that man solo with the thoughts of him going to jail for trying to buy some ass in Arizona, and the shit is fucking hilarious.
So he's it's on a real whole low. monologue.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, how did this happen to me?
I'm a John.
Oh,
damn it.
You got me as a John.
Woo.
But you knew you was a John when you put the $600 on the table.
And I got to go to jail for talking about what she did. I don't understand. She's the prostitute.
And now he talking to himself.
Oh, shit is the illest shit ever.
Self? Why did I buy these hookers?
Jesus!
Lord!
Jesus, please. Yeah, hey, Jesus, please.
I don't like prostitutes no more. This is too much.
Jesus looked at the phone, put that shit on the door like, boop. Come on now, Warren. It's the third time.
But that's what happens when you get concussions, man.
Oh man, shit.
You ain't shit.
Concussions, man. The NFL's responsible for that, man. Responsible for that just going down.
Oh, shit, man.
Now, Ali, is that a cautionary tale or what, man?
What? I mean, yeah, it's definitely a cautionary
tale.
It's
a cautionary tale, man.
I mean, nobody's safe. The streets is watching. Keep your meat out the streets. We can go on and on. You want some more?
That shit's classic, B.
But that deadbolt needs to be shared with people. That's
he was
so
good. I mean, if you're gonna sprint butt naked in a hotel room, in a hotel hallway, hey, always remember to put the deadbolt on.
But you know that video out there somewhere too.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
see, I'm saying negotiation is that too.
You know
they teased to that. They teased to that. Oh yeah, we got that on camera.
Oh,
as well.
And when that comes out, you're gonna see Warren Sapp. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Hey man, lost his job over that shit. That shit crazy.
That's terrible, man. That's just awful.
And to top it all off, this is the crazy part. What? It was fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
That was awful.
Most motherfuckers is scrambling eggs, getting their coffee.
Continental.
But I would imagine he coming off of an all nighter. I don't think he woke up and was like, you know what I feel like.
No doubt he came in 5 something in the morning.
Anybody know what hotel chain this was?
But come on, man. This is 7.
It ain't over till it's over.
Not much action happened. So it was 6 something in the morning.
Yeah.
Did anybody know what hotel chain he was in?
I don't know.
That's irrelevant.
It's gonna be a famous room. Every time you got a room, you know.
That's bad luck.
Yeah, people no. coming in. Let me get the Warren Sapp room. Can I get the Warren Sapp room?
Nobody want the Warren Sapp room. Nobody want the Kobe room. Nobody want that shit.
Elliot Spitzer.
That's what happened to Kobe too.
Warren tried to haggle two prostitutes.
The disrespect at the end that get him fucked up.
Well, you never haggle with a prostitute. That's it. I mean, I've heard that from Lil Deadass. I'm gonna keep it funky. Lil Deadass. I've never fucked with a prostitute. My ego's a little too. Ali. No, but you know who told me that shit? Nah, I'm gonna keep it funky.
You throw somebody else under the bus.
His busted that shit.
He started talking. His brain was like, no.
Lord to Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Nah, I'm a John.
Why did I get myself in this situation?
Oh, shit, man. Nah, you don't know. Deadass.
Never haggle with a prostitute.
No, deadass. You know where I heard that from? When the whole story broke, I swear to God, I ain't never been with a prostitute. It's more about his ego and it is a frugal situation. But I was talking to Artie Legg at the Cellar, and that was the first line out of his mouth. I said, "Yo, you said about this Warren Sapp?" She's like, "You never haggle with a prostitute." And I was just like, "That sounds like rules, you know."
Rules of engagement.
That was the top
rules
five
of engagement.
Scene. The top five scene in Houston.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's already explicit enough.
Right.
Come on now. Now you try to talk me down.
You fucking with my money.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we done got this far. Come on now. Let's go as what we agreed.
Because basically, once you get him in the room, you
assed out.
It's an agreed upon price at that point, right? Once you get him in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, so I'm asking. So I'm assuming the conversation
happens.
D. Is that D the fifth?
How's it work, D?
Well, what happens is...
Chris, what happens? How does it go down, Chris?
I mean, I would assume that if you get in the room with a prostitute, you've probably agreed on a price.
That's what I'm saying.
But at that point, if she wants to change the agreement, she has you in a bad situation. You know, you shouldn't haggle, but you might have to.
But most consumers, you know what I'm saying, will try you. You know what I'm saying? If they feel like there's a bargain to be had.
And it's also one of those things where it's like you can't, because once you, because the thing about a negotiation is you want it to be as explicit as possible. But that's the thing that's fucked up, because if you solicited a prostitute, you got to be vague, because as soon as you get explicit, the jump out squad come. You know what I mean? That will be X for this.
Yeah. But to be fair, you know what I'm saying?
TBF.
He did not get... You know what I'm saying? The services that he had paid for.
That's true, but there's no...
To his satisfaction.
There's no customer service department. Tell it to the cops, nigga. Tell the judge.
Tell the judge that I got your phone, bitch.
You fat motherfucker.
I know
they was talking all types of shit.
Stilettos clickety-clacking down the hall.
7 in the morning.
It's a motherfucker early. Next door trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up and see Warren Sapp butt naked running down the hallway.
Getting knocked over on his way to get the Continental breakfast.
Trying to get to the airport.
He's there for a sales conference.
Oh, Lord, babe, you wouldn't believe it.
Saw Warren Sapp butt naked.
Tell you one thing, he's still fast. He's still pretty fast.
See him in slow motion on the security cameras.
This motherfucker here is still a threat to a quarterback.
He probably went out barefoot too to get the extra speed.
Exactly. That traction.
Get that traction on him.
Yeah.
He ain't flat foot. No, sir. No, sir. Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Oh, man. Hell no.
She was crazy.
But you know what, man? That's my biggest nightmare.
What else is going on?
There's a lot going on, man.
What's a lot, V? What's going on?
I gotta tell you, man, I am so excited about this damn... Well, we talked about it before already, the Pacquiao fight. Is next week?
Yeah, next weekend, huh?
Is it that soon?
It's so soon, dog.
May 2nd, player.
I'm excited as hell for this fight.
Really? You in L.A., right?
I'm in L.A. Let me watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
What got you excited about it? Let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Oh, man, it's like these are two. This is the fight. This is the fight everybody's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The two, you know, the top fighters in the game, after all the hype and the tension to not have the fight. to finally make it happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just they got the opposing storylines. You know, Mayweather's the flashy dude, Pacquiao's dude from the Philippines. He's always helping his people out. You know, he's congressman. He's, you know, it's like the underdog versus the top dog.
Good versus evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, that's how they pitch it.
I mean, they try to sell it.
Yeah.
No, you got to sell it.
But,
I think Mayweather's going to rock him.
He's an amazing athlete, man.
I think, I mean, unless it would just be a horrible upset to see Mayweather lose. This is the thing. When a Mayweather fight, Mayweather's a bad motherfucker.
He
knows how to sell a fight. Mm-hmm. He sell a fight so good that you don't realize until you pay for the fight and you three rounds in it, all his fights is nothing but a defense clinic.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And then you like, shit, I didn't pay $75 to see him guard. To watch him not get hit for 12
Where's
rounds.
Where's the record?
But what the fuck?
But I was watching some shit about Sugar Ray Leonard.
Uh-huh.
And they were just saying how it was Hitman Tommy Hearns, shout out to Kronk Boxing Gym in Detroit.
All right.
Hitman Tommy Hearns was talking about how fucking hard it was to hit Sugar Ray Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they was asking him why he didn't throw that many bunches. Because he was like, well, shit, I'm trained that, you know what I'm saying, if I know the punch not going to land, I'm not going to throw it.
Yeah.
And dealing with a fighter like that, it's hard to throw a punch because you know it's not going to land. So you're trying to make sure you're throwing the perfect punch. And I think Mayweather has mastered that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and when you talk about the art of boxing and the difficulty of boxing, you know what I'm saying, that shit is a skill. It's just not fun to look at.
It's not, you're right, yeah.
Unless it's Tyson. Tyson made it fun. Like,
but Tyson is throwing some rockers.
He was throwing haymakers. He didn't look like the best. He was just destroying.
He looked like an animal. Like
a pit bull.
Like a motherfucker in the streets.
I'll say this, though, man. I've seen early clips of Tyson when he was training with Customato.
He
watched endless amounts of fight footage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tyson, he understood boxing.
He was a technical, he was strategy, he was fierce. Yeah.
It's just the way it looked.
The way it looked.
Now, if you look at his combinations, and you know what I'm saying, he had this one combination where he hit your ass with a body blow.
Mm-hmm.
And then come up.
And then come with that uppercut, I remember that crazy-ass uppercut. Now, his body blow is so fucking fucked up.
Got hit by a car.
You see the boxer bent over like, oh!
Police!
It's just like, man. Shit! Know who else had that body blow?
Oh.
You watch tapes of Roy Jones Jr.
Roy was a beast, man.
He fucking knocked people out about 6'8".
With a gut punch. I saw that.
With a fucking body
right to
blow.
The rib.
Liver blow. Boom!
But the thing about fighting is, the reason I want to see Mayweather, I just like to see Mayweather go out undefeated. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, when Jay-Z retired on top. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like one of those things. The game is not really, it's not kind to fighters. It's not kind to rappers. Most times you're either going to fall off or you're going to get destroyed and then your career is over. If you go out on your own terms, that's saying something.
Seinfeld.
Exactly, right? So you see shit like that. But then, at the same time, what I love about boxing is those cats that are flashy, and like they make the fight exciting, right, but they don't last that long. Remember my man,
Adrian Bronner.
What was the cat? It was a Prince Nassim. Roy Jones was wild. What was the Pernell? Was Pernell Whitaker ill?
Camacho was a little wild.
There was another cat that used to be real. Like, he used to do just some ridiculous shit, but he would tag the shit out of you. And then one day,
until you get rocked on your
and it's over.
You be on your left two step and blah.
And it's over. But it was an exciting over. Like, when you watch Mayweather,
went out in a blaze of flame.
Yeah, but that's how it is. That's how it's like an action movie. It goes out a blaze of glory. It's a nasty gunfight at the end. Somebody dies.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? It don't go this expertly, you know, elusive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I fuck with Mayweather, but his fights kind of be boring.
No doubt.
Yeah. The hype is better than the fight.
But he's a case study to watch, man. Like, you know, his confidence, the way he presents himself.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude's mind game is amazing. Just the way he preps himself for a fight mentally.
Right.
Did you see the thing with him and Stephen A. that they just put out?
Nah.
It was pretty good. It's just him talking his shit.
Oh, is that the one where they asked him about if he's better
Muhammad
than Ali?
Ali and Sugar Ray Robinson.
Well, he said there's no way that I dedicated my life to fighting, and I think that there's another fighter better than me.
Right.
You can't be mad at that. And especially when you fucking undefeated.
And he put it out there as speculation.
Yeah.
But what I like about him is that, you should talk that way about yourself.
You
better. Yeah, you know. know what I mean? Like,
that's how you should talk about you.
That's what I, that's why I watch Mayweather, because I'm studying this dude. Like, what does he do? Because he's working. He puts himself in a position. He's like, yo, I'm gonna win.
Let's talk about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Power of focus, right?
Power of focus, man.
That's just the audacity.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Dope. When you getting at anything, man, it's easy to look at another motherfucker who everybody's saying is great. You know what I'm saying? And put yourself next to it and feel like, you know what I'm saying, damn, I got work to do. But, you know what I'm saying, if you really look at the shit that you focus on and the shit that you do, you know what I'm saying, if you put your shit to it, you know what I'm saying, you are great in your own space. And that's when they had that old pound for pound, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mayweather not finna fight Tyson in 88 and do shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like a pit bull and a puppy. You know what I'm saying? But if you, you know, pound for pound, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker is handling his business.
Yeah,
you know
undefeated. What I'm
saying? So pound for pound, like, when you focus on your shit, man, sometimes you could think, you know, you ain't where you want to be, you know what I'm saying, or you scattered, you know what I'm saying, you scattered about, and that's usually the cause of why you feeling like you ain't where you want to be. But when you in your own shit doing your shit,
that's the only thing you got to focus on, you know, is your shit.
And when you focus like that, who fucking with you?
Yeah, keep your head
ain't
down.
Ain't nobody fucking with me at my house, nigga, at all.
In my house,
I'm running through the. You know what I'm
in my house,
what?
Yeah, I'm riding this shit barefooted, feet out, tropical. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, take your shits off when you come in my house.
It's my house,
my shit. Don't bring that New York shit up in here.
Nah, it's true though, man. There's a guy out there. His name is CT Fletcher. Mm-hmm. He's a bodybuilder. He has a clip out that he put out. It's called Obsession.
Right.
And he talks for like 2 minutes, but yo, that's going to get you hyped.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets you hyped in like 2.5 minutes.
It's not like a good motivation.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
What he saying that shit?
He talks about obsession. He's like, people try to tell you, you're too obsessed.
Nah,
he
was like, you got to use his voice, though.
Oh, he got the, I can't do it, man.
Put it on. Where's it at?
I'll find it while we talk.
Find it. See what spot. But what's he saying though? Talk about what he's saying.
He's talking about just you gotta be up. You gotta be obsessed.
I guess we put it on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be obsessed. You gotta be obsessed about
you
this.
You got to.
You can't be like, you know, lackadaisical about this. Make you like, you know, compromise. You can't compromise on it.
Right. No. I like the part. I don't know if it's the same clip when he was talking about why he was like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have the biggest motherfucking arms in Compton.
That's what he said.
That's an absolute goal.
You know what I'm saying?
I was obsessed
with having the biggest arms in motherfucking Compton.
When they see you on them streets.
That's way more specific than I just want to be famous.
He put a video up today, excuse my French, and the title of the video was, he said, it's called Fuck Average.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I like that shit, man.
And then, you know, you get that with Floyd. Floyd is not trying to be regular.
And that's what people hate about him, because the thing is, you know, mediocrity loves company. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's so many motherfuckers.
Oh, they love hanging out with each other.
Oh, yeah. They'll justify why they at the bottom.
Excuses.
You know what I mean? So when you do come out and say, man, fuck all that shit, I ain't trying to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
They can take it as a personal affront to where they at. But it's like, motherfucker, go harder.
That's the key, though,
D. Go harder, and if not, join us, man.
Don't get bitter. Get better.
You know what I'm saying? Because we talk about that before I leave, right?
Like, turn it into a fucking Les Brown cipher.
not taking things personally. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
Because you'll audition for something, and you won't get it, rather than focusing on why you didn't get it. Just work on being better. Like you said, just focus on your own game.
Focus on your shit, man. I look at an audition like playing the lotto. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're on your way to buy the ticket, you excited about what you could buy with this shit. Mm-hmm. You put your ticket and put your numbers in. But when you don't hit, you just don't hit. It is what it is. It's done. It's whatever. Something to think about for the moment. Put yourself out there. Play that, you know, because you never know. You could hit, but don't become beholden to it. I remember Bev told me a long time ago, don't be wedded to the outcome. You know what I mean? Because if you're so wedded to the outcome, that's what you're going to define your happiness by. You just need to do the process. And
do the work.
If you do the work, everything, work begets work. So you'll be straight. But what's my man CT talking about? Let's hear what he's saying.
I think also,
if you're looking for pity or mercy, you're going to the wrong place. People will tell you obsession is a bad thing. They used to tell me all the time. When I started out lifting weights, you lift weights too much. You go to the gym too much, you work out too much. You're obsessed with it. It's not a good thing to be obsessed with anything. We tell you this. If you want to be great, not good, not also grand, not second, not third, if you want to be great, the very best at what you do, obsession is a necessity.
All right, there we go.
What you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with getting good at stand-up, man.
I heard.
D.C. me lately, too. I'm taping every set. I'm out there rewriting. I'm getting up every night. Obsessed. But back to your point, though, I'm not comparing myself to the people. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can I put my vision out there
right.
and keep getting that better, what I want?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man.
So.
I heard.
What you obsessed with?
I'm obsessed with being the greatest grandfather ever.
Grandfather?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's what you know going what for the long go.
Yeah, you go for the long go because, you know what I'm saying, that means if you can't be a great grandfather if you want a good fucking father. You know what I'm saying? So, then, well, and my, well,
you could be a good father, but if your kids say, you know what, listen, I'm going to keep rocking condoms.
No doubt.
You could have been the best father ever, but you just decided. No,
but I play my odds. I got three of them. Somebody going to drop something.
You hope so. Yeah, so go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You live accordingly. You do all the shit to be great at every step. You know what I'm saying? You be great today. You be great tomorrow. So by the time that comes, you know what I'm saying? You be great motherfucker that motherfucker's talking about after you gone. That's all.
Yeah,
you
know that
if I lay my shit down, I leave my little legacy and shit, the motherfuckers will be 60, 70 years from now talking about, yeah, my granddaddy did that shit. My great-granddaddy did that shit. That's what I'm on.
Yeah, I hear that shit. You got to live your legacy.
You know what I mean?
That's how all of that shit you want them to say about you.
Bernie Mac.
When you die, if you wasn't doing that shit before you died, it's definitely not going to happen.
Not going to happen. So you got to live that shit. So, I mean, you know, you gotta step up, do what you do.
Yeah, man.
What you obsessed with, Dean?
I guess I'm obsessed with just, I want to live life to the fullest, baby. I want to be great in comedy. You know, I want to definitely feel like I touched this shit. Hopefully I can impact it, you know what I mean? And put some shit out there that inspires people. People fuck with it. But at the same time, I don't want that to define me either. Like, I want to enjoy this, the process of getting good at comedy, of going to these places and going on the road. Like, make the most of the road. Make the most of every day. Because this is the life you have. So don't wait to live it. Don't wait to be like, yo, when I get to this point in my life, that's when I'm going to start living life to the fullest. Your shit, man. If you woke up today, go hard and consider that shit a blessing, because a lot of motherfuckers didn't. And, you know, there you go.
That's right, man.
Nobody's safe out here, man.
Nobody's safe. You got to put $600 on the table.
It's our summer.
And let life get naked.
You know what I'm saying? Put the deadbolt on.
Don't forget the deadbolt on the way out.
Put the deadbolt on. Where you going to be at, man, this week?
I gotta go to my calendar. Lee, you know where you're gonna be at? I gotta pull up my dates.
Man, I'm gonna be in the lab. We getting ready for the fight weekend. Be out there
in Vegas. That's right, you're gonna be out there
in Vegas. So we shooting some stuff, doing some stuff with the Money Team, actually. So we got Saturday night with the Money Team, mm-hmm. Planet Hollywood. Two Chainz, Flo Rida, and Yo Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's gonna be a fun time seeing what's out here on this strip.
That's fantastic, man. I want to hear all about it when you get back.
You'll see all about it.
I like that.
Oh, shit.
I like that. We see all about it. I like that. I'm going to be at Magnet. I'm going to be in Queens, Magnet Lounge, Wednesday night. Going to be at the Young Stand on Saturday.
Okay.
Check me out there. Then on Sunday, come out. I'm going to be at the Gotham Comedy Club on Sunday featuring for Brent Ernst. Come out to that. It's going to be fun. And then I'll be at New York Comedy Club and Comic Strip Live Sunday night. Come through.
All right. Bat. I'll be at the Stand this Sunday. Also at the Cellar this Sunday. I'll be at the Stand Monday as well. I got a few other spots. I'm at the Stand a few times this week. And at Stand Up New York on a good Tuesday, the 28th.
Get that midweek love.
And then I got some midweek love still coming on the 29th at the Stand. I got some more spots. You just follow me at D Lemon Comedy everywhere. And go to DamianLemon.com to see the latest show dates. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Subscribe.
To get in the conversation. Definitely subscribe, rate, and review. Tell motherfuckers about this shit, man. We ain't doing this for nothing.
Because come this summer, we running this shit.
We running it.
So absolutely. Either you with us, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Or you against us.
No doubt.
Get down or lay down.
Get in there.
No doubt. Peace.